scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
I don't know if you knew this, but it's National Pizza Month this month.
I didn't know that either.
Why
depend on you, Johnny?
I'm the guy.
Keep me abreast of very important details like this.
Exactly. So there's this new survey that 20% of respondents said that if they could eat one food for the rest of their lives, that they would pick pizza. Now, funny part about this, the survey was done by California Pizza Kitchen, a pizza company.
Right.
So I feel like those numbers are a little skewed, but they found that 31% of millennials eat pizza five or more times a month, and 33% of millennials say pizza would be their go-to meal for date night.
Wow.
So romantic.
Well, it is. I mean, I know I probably do eat pizza five or more times a month. That's not really hard to do. That's a little over the once a week. But a go-to meal for date night? And then, honestly, what would you pick if you could only eat one food for the rest? I think we've talked about this, haven't we?
I think so. Pizza would be up there for sure because
pizza would be up there. But if I could only have one, it would be peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
There's so much variety with pizza, though. You can play around with all kinds of different toppings and different styles and things like that.
I could make a peanut butter jelly pizza.
You could. Yeah.
That is called getting around the rules.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, then I might have to change my answer. Yeah. I don't know. What would you answer to this, Johnny? Inside Edition claims that Palmdale, California police officers recently stopped a woman named Ellen Alexander, made her perform a field sobriety test before her boyfriend, Deputy Kevin Bowe, snuck up behind her, dropped down on one knee, and proposed as she turned around. Ellen accepted.
And see, I wouldn't accept it.
I don't think that's funny at all.
Because it wouldn't be funny. I wouldn't like it. I would be upset. And then I would just be like, no, I do not accept.
Nobody ever do anything like that to me, please. Yeah. That doesn't sound like good, clean fun. You know what I mean? Like,
romantic. I'd like to know for how long he kind of just was dragging it on. Like, did he just wait it out for like a while and then have her go through that whole like 20-minute sobriety test, and then he walked in, and then, hey, by the way, you marry me?
No, not very romantic.
Not a good idea. This is a good idea, though. I actually think this would be fun to do. A guy by the name of Ryan Zhu is going to spend the next 30 days living at the Helsinki airport. He's part of an ad campaign to show how the airport is one of the best in Europe. And he's going to document his stay online with videos and a blog as well. I'm curious to see how that all goes because.
Yeah.
I mean.
You know that movie with Tom Hanks in it?
Yeah. The Terminal or something like that?
Yeah. We lived in the airport. I thought that actually seemed kind of fascinating. I like airports. I like being inside of airports.
Yeah.
There's endless. And everyone's going someplace, which I think is really fun.
We need to do that. We need to do like an airport camp out.
All right.
I'd do it. I'd do it for 30 days. I'll go to like South Bend, or I'd even go to Chicago or something like that. It'd be fun.
Yeah, let's do it. What about the show? Are we going to do the show from
the airport? Do the show from the airport, yeah.
Okay, that sounds
fun. It would totally work.
Yeah, let's do it. So researchers at the University of Zurich have made an amazing discovery, Johnny. Buckle up for this one.
Okay.
Women are kinder and more generous than men. And naturally, it's biological.
Oh.
The researchers found that men's and women's brains react differently to selfish and selfless behaviors. Apparently, the brain's reward system, known as the striatum, releases dopamine when triggered and makes us want to do things that will make us feel happier. And women experience a higher level of dopamine release when they do something selfless than men do. In other words, because doing something nice for others makes women feel good, they do it more often than men, which actually is kind of selfish, if you think about it.
Yeah, kind of.
So, like, you know. So we're like selfless to be selfish?
Yeah. I'm going to do this because it's going to make me happy. That's
exactly.
Really what it's saying.
But at the same time, I get to feel good about and look good doing it.
Yeah. So. I would say I would agree with this study, honestly. I would say women are more kind and generous than, especially like if you compare Jocelyn and myself, she's much more kind and generous than I am. So I would agree.
All right. Well, I think I'll take it.
Okay.
Because why not, right?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, it makes you happy, so why not? Just be a nice person. That's what everybody should
do. Exactly.